What I will do, I will record this meeting, and I will have it available on our page and also available on my podcast. So feel free to share whatever you want to share.
Okay.
Yes, because it's just,
yeah, that's fine.
Just an open conversation about, you know, one of the people who joined my course. And also it's a very beautiful opportunity for me to get to know you better.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm just so grateful that you opened up the Reiki training, because it's been something that I wanted to do for a while and just never got around to doing it. And then I feel like the current situation that we're in globally, yeah, presented a lot of us with the time to do things that we didn't have the time to do, and to self-reflect and to go on that healing journey. So for me, it was just one of the things that I felt that I could do to say thank you and to give back to you. And then also to, like you say, express, share my experience so that other people can learn about Reiki.
That would be great. And I really appreciate you joining here. And also, I agree with you that it's a good moment now for a lot of people to stay and reflect. And, you know, we have the time now and we can do things that we always wanted to do and try to see if it's for us. And also was, for me, was a wake up call and a very good opportunity to start sharing my gift
with, yeah,
as well, because it helped me a lot to replace fear with action.
Yes.
We all been in, you know, a roller coaster of emotions since everything started with this, to be honest. And yeah, I've been in fear, like any other human, in grief, in, you know, looking around and see that the situation as it is. But then I said, okay, what I can do, it's in my power, what I can do to help, myself and help other people. So this is,
yeah,
this was my mission, but this episode I want to be about you. So tell me, I want to get to know you. Tell me a bit about you, who you are, what do you do. You know, you are a mother, you are,
yeah, okay. So my name's Alexandra and I go by different titles. I'm a daughter, a mother of three. I have, if I'm counting all of my siblings, I've got like five brothers and three sisters. So I'm coming from quite a big family on both sides. My children, my eldest is 15, and then I've got twins who are three. So it's been very challenging entertaining them all day, every day during this period. But we've got very, very good support with that. I have a business which is in holistic therapies and massage. And I've been doing that for 7 years now. And just last year, I added another string to my bow. I qualified as a sound practitioner, so I can do sound healing as well.
Wow.
And so I really wanted to get Reiki under my belt, because I feel like, from a little girl, you know, like when you're playing as a child, and I always had like a very vivid imagination as a child, that I used to imagine myself like communicating with people telepathically and astral traveling. I didn't call it that at the time because I wasn't aware of that terminology, but that was something that I definitely used to do as a child. And I think through outside stimulus and being indoctrinated into different beliefs and things, I kind of lost the ability to do that. But now as an adult, as I'm, I don't know, remembering myself,
yeah,
reconnecting to source and reconnecting to those fragments of myself that I left in other places, I'm starting to go, oh, actually, I can remember doing this as a child, and that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to do Reiki, because I feel like now that I've been attuned, I'm like, it's just another part of myself that I've just integrated back into myself that I always had the ability to do, but didn't know what to call it as a child, didn't know quite what it was that I was doing. So yeah, that's I guess me in a nutshell. The attunement for me, because I wasn't quite sure what to expect, I wasn't sure if I was going to feel anything, because you know sometimes like when you're doing energy work or when you're doing spiritual practices and stuff, you can get that little voice that's like, what are you doing? Is this even real? So I wasn't sure what to expect, but I most definitely did feel something very physical, which made it even more real for me. So immediately when I tuned into and I was listening to the meditation that I created.
I've really lost you. So I've lost the connection.
Oh. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we
can start over from where you started with your attunement.
Okay, so the attunement. Okay. So when I was listening to the meditation that you had recorded for us in the group that you created, I wasn't sure what to expect, if I was going to feel anything, if I wasn't going to feel anything. So I was just very open. And sometimes, I'm not sure if you heard this bit before, when you're doing energy work or you're doing any kind of spiritual practice, you can have like little voices like, is this even real? Is it just in your imagination or whatever? But I most definitely did have a physical sensation. So immediately after tuning into the meditation, I felt like waves of energy just washing over my body. Like, I can't explain it. I just felt, if you imagine like a drop into a pool of water and it drops and it like in my arms, my body, I was feeling that. Then as the meditation went into space and we got the chi ball, I could visualize that so real. It was like it was almost like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
And
the attunement, it's quite unique for each
Yeah. And that's what's so powerful about energy, is that you just receive it in whichever way, in the way that you're meant to receive it. So I know that from reading other people's experiences, that their experience was very different to mine. And I've got a friend who's also, got a few friends actually who are Reiki practitioners. And when they got attuned, their experience was also very different to mine. And so I think that's really very important, then, that when you're hearing other people's experiences and their stories, don't think that it was wrong because your experience wasn't like theirs. No. Your experience will be your own experience.
It's your unique experience because it's the way you integrate the energy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Your own filter.
Yes.
Your own emotions.
Yes, exactly.
Your own, you know, your own being, because we are unique.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So do not have necessarily any expectation. Just let it flow and enjoy the experience as it comes.
You don't
expect to feel anything, because you will feel whatever is meant for you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So it was just very it was a spiritual experience, and I'm really glad that I did it, because I feel that now I've got another tool in my box that I can help myself and help, you know, friends and family with any kind of emotional, spiritual and physical difficulties that they might need help with. Because sometimes in life, you can feel so powerless, like, what can I do in this situation where I don't even know what to do? But now I feel like, okay, I can actually send somebody energy like I was doing it before, but I feel like I've got like a wider reach.
Yes, you have, because we all have the native ability to tune into the universal energy.
Yes.
Some of us can access it at a certain level intuitively before they get tuned in Reiki or other spiritual practices.
Yeah.
But the universal energy is here available for everyone, but we lost our ability, like you said, when you were a child.
Yeah.
You lose this ability because with education, because everything we learn, it's against, you know, our native connection. Everything we learn during our life actually tell us that we have to be conscious, not unconscious. We have to think, we have to prepare, we have to, you know. So this ability in time. Some people have it more or more, some people don't have it at all. But with what we do, we actually, with attunement, with the attunement, we open this channel.
Yeah.
So we open this channel and allow the energy actually to flow freely and on demand. That's why I said every time you want to access the energy, it's gonna be available. You can switch. It's like with your intention.
Yeah. Yes. Intention is key. With every kind of spiritual practice, it all starts there, which is why I think, like you say, we all have the ability to tune into the universal energy, but we all don't know how to, or some of us, we lose it along the way because of conditioning of this 3D world. It's also like, I'm not saying that thinking is wrong, obviously we all need to think, but it's also like a very masculine way. And I think like when you become more spiritually attuned, you're then tapping into like more feminine energy. And I feel like feminine energy is very much making a comeback, so to speak.
And it's about your more intuition is going to become your intuition.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to practicing self-healing first and foremost. I think before, like you say, like what you were saying before, when people go to a healer, they have to be in a space to want to receive the healing.
Yeah.
And I think everything starts with yourself. So before I start putting my hands on somebody else and sending anybody else energy, I definitely want to use the tools that I've got to integrate into myself and into my own practice, and to be able to offer myself healing, because we've all experienced some kind of trauma. We've all been through some kind of experience, grief or hurt or loss or whatever the case may be. And we all need to be able to learn the lesson in the pain, but then let go of that so that it doesn't become like, it doesn't cripple us and it doesn't stop us from growing and expanding, and then taking the lessons that we've learned and implicating those in our life in a positive way for ourselves and for others. So I'll definitely be using that to do that on myself. I like to be able to practice what it is that I preach. So,
Everything start with yourself, because anyway, after the attunement, you have those 21 days cleansed.
Yeah.
So this is the time for you to integrate and reflect and practice self-healing, because you see, once you connect and you do that often every day, you don't do you just healing, you connect with the universal wisdom. And at one point you will start knowing and understanding better what to do and how to help your friends in the future. The first that need to get in balance, it's you to get in balance and integrate the energy first. And I think you you understand very well what you need to do already.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
You do. Really, yes. And have you already started to give yourself some self-healing to start?
Yeah, I have. And it's just one of the things that I've added to my daily meditation routine and something that I'm going to continue. And I just want to say as well, like, because I come from an background, like,
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I've lost you again.
It's okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to say as well, which is slightly off topic, but not, because I'm not sure who's going to see this. So I just wanted to say, like, I come from a devout Christian background. Like, my mother and both of my grandmothers were really devout Christians. Like, we didn't just go to church on Sundays. I was in church like several days of the week for prayer meeting and Bible study and choir practice and other things. So I really grew up in church. And so for a lot of people who have had that background, a lot of when they see things of a spiritual nature that's not within the confines of religion or within the Christian, it's not in the Christian box, they think that it's wrong. They've been taught that it's wrong. Mm-hmm. But it's not, because like Jesus was a healer. And he had access to God's energy, divine energy, source energy, and it's just been labeled different things. So just because it's been called something else doesn't mean that it's wrong. So I don't want people to be deterred from exploring outside of the perimeter of what they've been given, because I took a leap of faith outside of the Christian faith, because doing the things and practicing the things that I'm doing now was deemed wrong. But I found more answers, more freedom on this path than I did on another. And I'm not saying that that's wrong and this is right, because I think you'll find yourself on the path that it is that you need to be. But don't be locked in because of fear of going to hell or anything like that, because that's just something just to keep you, I think, confined in and controlled within, locked in, when really expansion and growth is, it's so vast, it's so big that you can't, you shouldn't, I don't know, just free yourself. That's all I want to say is just, yeah, don't be confined. It's going to be okay.
I really understand and appreciate to have different perspectives from people with different backgrounds, because there are so many misconceptions about what actually Reiki means or whatever. I think it can mean different things for different people. At the end of the day, we are all people and integrate our relation with the energy, with God, in different ways. But I think before you judge, go and see what it's all about, and then you know if it's for you. You will see if it's for you, you will see a door opening. If the door is still closed, that means it's not for you at this moment in time in your life. So I'm glad you opened this conversation, because it's good to have different opinions from from people with different backgrounds, because it helps us all to have an open mind and understand a bit more about what is going on in our life. Because I think everything at the end of the day starts with a question: why am I here and what I need to do? And when you start with those questions, you know, you just keep looking until you find your thing. So that's it.
And I think that's what took me on this journey. I was just going to go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Go on.
The internet is just keep stopping.
It's dropping.
I think this is happening with a lot of people now since the lockdown, because we all use the internet too much.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I want to explore more would be, can you share a bit more about your experience with the sound healing that you already do? I'm very curious, and I would like to share this. I am very, very curious about all kinds of energy healing, And I want to open conversations about that, because I think we are all in the same, you know, in the same boat at the end of the day. And all the mm-hmm. energy healing techniques are mm. connected. So I'm very open and I want to find out more. So can you tell us a bit more?
Yeah, I can tell you as much as it is that I know, which isn't everything. But I think first we have to recognize that everything is energy, and that we are all vibrational beings. If you're living, not even vibrational beings, like these things are phones, that's a vibration. We are vibration. And sound is vibration. It's the sound waves that travel through the air, that hit our ear, and then we hear something or we feel something, because even touch is a vibration. Because what I've noticed is that when I'm playing on my bowls, I first got one of those small handheld, you know, those little Tibetan bowls.
Yes, I know.
And as
I'm
I was
very playing, curious about them, I really listen to them, and I'm I feel a very deep connection.
Yeah,
that's why I want to explore more. So tell me more.
Okay, so I first got, it was a very spirit-led thing, because I hadn't ever even been to a sound bath or had any kind of sound healing myself per se. I just kind of got this download that it should be something that I look into.
Okay.
And so I did, and I got one of those small handheld little Tibetan bowls. And in my meditation, I would hit it and I would chime it and I would make it sing. And I noticed that as I was hitting it, I could actually physically not only hear, but feel something hitting like my vibrational being, like my aura, like it was cleansing the space. So it can help on many different levels. It can help you get into a meditative state. It can help you get into a trance state. It can help feel heal physical ailments. It can help heal bones, believe it or not. Like the vibration can help to shift the bone back into the place that it's meant to be in. It can heal. My teacher, she had an aneurysm, and because she was using sound healing along with the conventional methods, her healing time was like half the time that they were expecting it to take. Mm. And she recovered fully. Not everybody recovers fully from something like that, of that nature. And so it can be, I'm actually looking forward to when, you know, the lockdown is over, because I feel like people are going to have this fear of being out amongst people again. Mm. So one of the things that I'm wanting to do is to create a space for people to connect through sound, do a sound bath to help relieve those fears, to help release those fears, and to help connect people again, because I think it's going to be really important for people to know that it's okay to be outside. I feel like we've been told that, you know, there's this thing that's out there that's going to get you, and we've all got to be like really scared. And I feel like living in that fear mentality, that first space, is not healthy for anything. That helps to attract more things of a low vibration, and sound can help to relieve all of that. So very excited to, in fact, what I might do as well is do a sound session via like online Facebook Live or Instagram, something like that. But the only thing is that you get better benefits of sound when you're physically there, because like you were saying, sometimes the internet drops, you can't hear clearly, and the sound is very pure, which gets a little bit distorted sometimes through these mediums.
And as you said, it's that vibration that actually affects you
physically. And I
believe the experience face to face could be more profound.
But
of course we work with what we have now.
Yes.
So an online experience, it's better than none.
I might do a little session.
Yeah. But once the lockdown is over, yes, I think it's going to be a unique experience for you to start, and also beneficial for other people.
Yeah, I really want to help to open people's minds to different ways of healing. Because I feel like a lot of people are starting to be aware of different ways, and they're not always so quick to pop a pill. They don't want to take medication or be on medication for years or for the rest of their life. Or, you know, they're thinking, I've been doing this for 10 years now. I've got, you know, maybe 50 years of my life left. Is this really what I want to be doing every day? What else is out there for me to explore that potentially could help me with whatever it is that they're going through? It could be depression.
That's correct. I think people are now in a state of, they are ready to explore other ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just have to step up and show other ways to people.
Yeah.
They are ready. And they're already looking for answers. Imagine after this long period of reflection, I think a lot of people will start looking for answers outside of the box.
Yes. Yeah, and definitely.
I really believe as a healer, because you are a healer, I am a healer, we have a gift, but with a gift comes the responsibility to share that with the world.
Yeah. Now,
so to share the gift, to share the healing, but in the same time to share the knowledge.
Yes.
And the opportunity that there is there for anyone to, you know, to take advantage of.
Yeah, definitely.
It's our responsibility.
To put it out there, and to share it.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm ever so grateful for you creating the space for us to learn, because I don't know when I would have got round to doing Reiki otherwise, you know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you again for creating the space. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm grateful I've been able to do it. I'm very fortunate to be able to do it because of my background in advertising and social media management and business.
Right.
I've been able, because I have the technical skills and everything, I've been able to create this space.
Yeah.
For you, and I'm well aware that probably majority of healers are not having those skills and don't have this great opportunity to help people during this lockdown, because traditionally Reiki is more face to face.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because the energy doesn't work at distance, because we teach.
Yeah.
Even when we have a face to face session, a course with our students, we still teach distance healing because energy doesn't really have any boundaries. So, but because of the technical limitations, imagine the healers, they are not technical people, all of them. They don't know how to create an online.
I'm not a techie,
Yes, they are not very techie. So, tech is savvy, but or savvy, how do you say in English? Because sometimes I can't.
Tech savvy, yeah.
Tech savvy, yes. And of course, their possibilities are limited to share their gift with the world. So I've been fortunate to be able to create this space, and I feel that it is my responsibility to do it. Because, you know, I have all the tools, I can do it. For me, it's, I don't need to go to someone to help me create that.
Yeah.
I can do it myself. I can create the graphics. I can create the Facebook group, all that platform. Because although it might seem simple, it's not. So I'm well aware. So this is what I've been called to do. I felt that in my meditations, in my own self-healing sessions, that I want to share this online.
And it's such a powerful thing that you've done by sharing, because I think there are like 74, 75 people in the group. And if you've reached 75 people, even if we do not do anything else with that, which I'm sure even 10% of the group will, and then that just means that your reach has gone out to so many other people. It is 7 people or 10 people out of the group then go on to do Reiki on themselves and their family and their friends. You've helped not just us, but our family and friends, and it just continues to grow and continues to grow and continues to grow.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah, yeah, Absolutely.
So it's like I said, I'm very grateful, and I feel very fortunate I've been able to do this. And I'm going to keep doing this because once the platform is created, it's just about me showing up and being there and help more people and more people. Billions and billions of people on the earth. Of course, I'm not going to be able to help more everyone, but I want to help as many as I can.
Yeah.
And it's a path that I've been inspired to walk on, and I'm going to continue to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that. On behalf of the group, we want to say thank you.
Thank you so much, really. I appreciate your presence here, and I appreciate your live in the group. Also, you came live and shared with
us. Yeah, thank you.
Because, yeah, it's important. It's important to share our experience once, because you just get it out.
Yeah.
You know, and also create a connection with other people and inspire other people. Because I know a lot of people are on the edge. Maybe they don't feel they are meant to be healers. They don't feel that, you know, sometimes we don't even feel we deserve to. There are so many reasons for which people stay on the edge and they don't do it.
Yeah.
So as long as they see other people, they see other real experiences, see how energy can affect their life in a positive way, and they see, okay, they are real people. They don't have to be, you know, from a story. They are real people, real life stories. They can be inspired to take the leap.
Definitely. If you're feeling the call, definitely that you owe it to yourself, at least just to investigate. To do a little bit of research, to ask a question, maybe to take a course, read a book, find an article online, do something, and just take a look, peep behind the curtain and see what's there. If you're interested, then just, take that leap of faith and just find out some more information.
Exactly. I think many people maybe don't, you know, usually Reiki level one, it's a paid course. So you have to do your research first and see, is this for me? Is not for me?
Yes.
I can invest the money. I can invest the time. Yeah. And probably this either will limit the people's possibility to understand and see if it's for them.
Yeah.
What is in my mind and I've been called to do is, okay, let's make this available, at least the information.
Yeah.
For as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
At least they know if it's for them. It's not for everyone, but like go and go look in the back of the curtain and see if for you.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of people will connect and will actually take the course, and they will say, okay, it's for me. I think a lot of other people will say it's not for me now, but maybe they will come back later.
Yes.
And of course, some of the people will say, well, it's not for me, but it's it's okay.
That's fine. Something else will be for them, because not everybody's the same. Not every healer has the same tools, and we shouldn't all have the same tools, because one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly.
Everybody needs something different. So you, even in your Reiki, when you're doing Reiki with people, could be different to how I do it, because I'm this channel and you're that channel, and the people that we're helping, even ourselves, will receive it differently, how they need to or not.
So
it's very much the individual experience. It might not be for you, but at least give yourself the chance to have a look and see.
That's correct. Let's have like a conclusion. What would be your advice, your lesson that you wanna, you know, share with the people now at the end of this conversation?
Release fear, because fear will hold you back. It's a low vibration, and it doesn't promote growth. I would definitely be open, try and be open to asking questions and having your own experience, not going off what other people have said or what their experience was and what other people have, you know, you are your own individual. We're here on this planet to experience life for ourselves, not going off what other people say, think or do. You need to really go and explore for yourself what is true for you and what resonates with you, and not letting fear hold you back. That's what I'd say.
That's amazing. And it's a very, very way, very good way to close this conversation with this lesson. And once again, to thank you very much for accepting to be here. And
no problem. Thank you for having me.
I'm hoping to have you again.
Okay, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.